Yeah, you better go now. Go, 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 go. That is the Moody Blues, of course. 27 minutes past one, Phoenix FM with Mike. As you know, this station, we really, really do like to push new music and encourage people, and especially youngsters. And today, she's smiling already. She's smiling. I'm delighted to welcome, for the very, very first time, this is her first British radio, or any radio experience, and she's going to sing some songs that she's written for us, and first time they've ever been played on the radio. Please welcome Anne Marie Charles, and this is Hold It.
You feel alone, you feel so cold. Is there a light at the end of your tunnel? It's hard to breathe, your body shudders. Don't give in to the short part of your life. Don't worry, it won't last. Just hold it, hold it. Just hold it together. You will get through, get through, get through it. You will get through it in the end. Just hold it. Just hold it. Tonight. I bet that you dreamt that you were free, yeah. Oh, I wish it was that easy. I can only help you so far. You can't run before you can walk. Don't worry, it won't last. Just hold it, hold it. Hold it together. You will get through, get through, get through it. You will get through it in the end. I have something to tell you. I had to work to where I am. But if you're strong, you can do. And this I do, this I just hold it, hold it, just hold it together. You will get through, get through, get through it. You will get through it in the end. Just hold. Just hold it tonight, tonight. Oh, 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 oh.
Wow. Thank you.
Wow, 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 wow. Let's go like this. We'll go like this. We haven't got an applause machine, and there's only me and Mum in here at the moment, but well done. There we go. You did it. You did it. Your first.
At least that's over.
At least now. So the nerves are gone now.
Yeah,
the nerves
exactly.
Yeah, so right. Now, tell me. Now, I've known you since you were a very, very young lady. You were 11, and I've seen you perform on quite a few occasions, mainly on school presentation stuff as really well.
Yeah,
so
a long time ago.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, just tell me your journey, really. How, why, and what inspired you and that sort of stuff?
Well, I've always enjoyed singing and everything like that, but I think when you saw me, I was just learning, and I was just getting to the feel of performing and getting over the nerves. And the first time, I mean, you saw me when I was very when I was quite young, so yeah, I wasn't particularly great at that time.
And what are you now? 16? Are you 16?
Well, I'm 15. I'm nearly 16. 11th of August. That's when I'm
16. Ah, so. Right. Yeah, you're not. Yeah, wow, you're not 16 yet. Not many 15-year-olds can do that. That's very brave of you.
Oh, thank you.
So, you and I'm very impressed. You're not just doing covers; you're doing your own stuff as well. That song you just done, Hold It. What was all that about?
Well, I mean, I've heard a lot of stories of people going through hard times, and I mean, I've went through it when I was younger and everything like that. It's just a song really about getting through things and sort of. It's only for a short period of time, and you just have to get through it and just don't, you know, freak out and worry because there's no point, really.
Yeah. And what is the process for you? Does the song comes first, the music come first, or the words come first, or do you try and put music to the words? Are you a poet and don't know it, or are you?
I don't really. Well, a lot of my songs. Some songs I do the chord progressions first, and then I write the lyrics. And then some songs, the lyrics just come, and then I just kind of had this chord progression in my head, and then I put it to guitar or piano, whatever, and then it just kind of works.
Oh,
really.
She plays the piano as well, do you?
Yeah, just let that slip in, you know.
Is that your influence, Mummy? You're a pianist? No, no, not at all. No.
God, you don't want to hear her.
No, you're the drummer in the background,
God.
Aren't you? Yeah.
No, she may. She can just play Twinkle Twinkle, but like.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. I can do
no,
that.
No.
So you're totally self-taught then, really?
Yeah, well, YouTube, obviously, a lot of YouTube videos.
That's how they do it these days, but
yeah.
Musical instructors are going out of business rapidly because of YouTube.
I mean, I used to have one, so when I was learning the basics, like the CD, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Who dinged?
Not me.
I think that was me.
Okay.
Was that you?
Not me.
Not me. Somebody dinged.
So, something.
Phone's off in the studio.
Right. When I was learning the basics, like the piano basics and the guitar basics, I used to have a teacher to kind of do that. But then as soon as I kind of learnt the basics, I kind of learnt it online and stuff like that. And then now I can just kind of make songs and kind of work out what chords go with what I want it to be, really. But, yeah.
Okay, and how badly nervous were you when you first stood up in your first gig? Was that? How did you get over that?
Oh, God. I think this is really weird. This is what I say to everybody. The ones at school, the school performances are more nerve-wracking than performing to a larger...
Because of they're your peers,
yeah,
and they're your friends, and you're subject to ridicule, and
Like, I remember the first time I performed in front of the school assembly, I was so scared. Like, my hands were shaking when I was playing the piano. But it's just, I think, I don't know, I just got through it. It was like, after, I was like, thank God.
So have you got 100 songs in your head that you're just screaming to write, or do you have moments of, oh, I don't know what to do, or...
I want to try and start this... now I'm off of school, and I'm kind of just, at the moment, just doing a lot of gigs, doing a lot of practicing a lot, and just all that kind of stuff. But I think what I want to try and do, because a lot of these songs came to me, I started playing around with chords, and then I just kind of, they just kind of words came. However, what I'd like to try and do is the whole, you know, write a song a day and stuff like that, because you can start off and they'll be rubbish, basically, and then hopefully at some point they'll get a lot better, and then I mean, I'd like to write more, definitely, but it's the whole fact of...
Okay.
Yeah.
Right, your hands are itching. I want to hear another song. So pick up that guitar, young lady. Really? What are you going to play us next? That's a bottle of water. That's not a guitar. Then what about
No, it's not. I know. It's a bit small, to be honest. I think I'll play for you the first song I have ever wrote. It's called All In My Mind. I hope you like it.
Okay.
I've been walking down a long, ever winding road, searching and waiting for you to come back to me. Why are people looking at me funny? Why do I care? There's chances in life you just got to take. It's getting cold outside in the night, where everybody's still asleep, but my body feels warm with the love you are once gave me. Where has it gone? 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 Whoa. I don't know where I'm going. I don't know where I want to be. I don't know if you're the one to bring me back to me. I don't know where I'm walking, but I know it's far from home. It's a long way between you and me. That's where I want to be. It's all in my mind. It's all in my mind. I'm waiting for you to come to me. I'm waiting for you to come to me. If you're the one to bring me back to me. I don't know where I'm walking, but I know it's far from home. It's a long way between you and me. That's where I want to be. It's all in my mind. Thank you.
Wow. Well, now you take... Thank you. I did nothing. You take a breath. We'll be back in just a moment.
C2C trains. Yeah.
Said that Mike Jones was back on the radio again. He said, I ain't listening to that twaddle. He won't listen to him. Don't like him. Can't stand him. I done burnt a bit of liver and bacon. He likes a bit of liver and bacon. Don't like Mike Jones, though. Nah, don't like him.
On Phoenix FM, it's the Mike Jones Radio Show. A firm favourite with the whole family.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Indeed it is. 20 minutes to two. I'm delighted with my guest today. He's played some two songs for us already, Anna Marie Charles, and it's so good to see you. And I just love your confidence. It's really good. Right, I want to talk to you about your influences. Who influences you? Where does it come from?
Kind of sung a lot, and I've really enjoyed singing it. But I mean, I've always kind of liked a lot of different artists, like Ed Sheeran. I mean, he's been a major influence to make me. Obviously, I played guitar. One of the reasons why, because I looked up to.
Oh, that's just really music to my ears. That is, I just love it when someone says that.
Yeah, and I mean, I've developed myself as an artist through, I mean, people like the Thames Delta and the people that have inspired me through there with their live music, and it's made me want to be better at live music and just improve, and that's, well, one of the reasons why I'm here.
Is it easy or is it difficult to get gigs these days? Are there enough gigs around for people like you?
I mean, it's harder at my age because a lot of, like, pubs and other, like, clubs and other events are a lot for older.
Yeah.
They don't
pubs
generally...
Pubs are going to be 18 15, or something,
yeah. You know, you're not allowed to generally be in there sometimes. But I think a lot of... I mean, a lot of charity events are always willing to have young artists because it's... Yeah, I mean, I'm performing at the Watermill in Basildon in August, and that's for Gosh.
Really?
Yeah, and that's for Gosh, and I'm performing on behalf of the Music for Change project in Averley. Yeah, and they've really helped me with all my kind of skills and stuff like that. They were really good with me. Yeah.
So. I mean, I'm also interested to know, a girl your age, because Amy, my daughter, who you know very well,
yes.
what you're listening to and how you listen to. Where do you listen to music these days?
Everywhere. I listen to so many different genres and so many different artists. I couldn't pinpoint a certain thing. So say one of my songs, I go, yeah, this sounds like that artist. It's a lot of different things. Like I really like to listen to a lot of different genres to get my sound in a way.
You see, your mum and I, we only had one choice. Well, I did anyway. I'm a lot older than your mum. But we only had one choice, really. We got our music from the radio, and that was the only place you could get it, really. Mm. And I'm old enough to remember we used to, on Sunday nights, you'd listen to the charts, and you would tape it underneath with bed covers underneath and do that. But you see, you've got everything. I'll give you an example. Last night I was talking to Amy about the Monkees. Okay, we're just talking about the Monkees. I'm going to talk about the Monkees later on today, actually. And she'd heard the Monkees, but never seen the Monkees. You just go on YouTube. Bang, there's everything you want to know about the Monkees on YouTube.
Yeah.
I mean, that's fantastic. So
I listen to a lot of my music on YouTube
as
well.
It's
quite nice as well, because especially if you're looking at covers and stuff like that, it's really... I mean, I love the covers and I love bits like that, the originals that other people have wrote, because it's just completely... It's a different take on it, which a lot of my covers I like to make a bit different, because mm-hmm. it's just a different way of seeing... because you hear a lot of the pop songs and everything on the radio all the time, and it's really, really lovely, but it's nice also to have another place where you can find the covers, the originals you find on the radio, different, which is quite nice.
Because okay. Okay, right. What we're going to do now, you're going to sing another song for us,
yeah.
and we're going to film it, and we're going to put it on our website and YouTube, and there you go. All right, so hang on, let me get my camera ready. Let me sort this out, and...
pressure.
No pressure, just... No pressure. Just enjoy yourself, all right? And are you ready?
In a minute.
Right, what are you going to sing for us? She's lost her pick. Hang on, we've got a pick crisis.
Now.
Hang on.
Where's my pick?
Tell you what, why are you looking for hang on. I'll tell you what we've got to do. Before we do that, I've got a break for a quick commercial break. So you sort yourself out, and we'll come back. And I've lost that as well. Just hang on a minute. There we go. Right, back in a moment.
On a plate is Shen Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Hello. Right, this is my first time I've ever performed this song acoustically. It is called Dance With Me. Hope you like it. I walked into a club and my eyes first set on yours. It was no mystery. It was magical, exciting, great and good, and I didn't want it to end. The music is playing loud. It's hurting my ears, but I don't mind it. I'm moving closer to you, and I say, if I asked you to dance, would you dance with me? Would you move your body closer and dance to the beat? If I asked you to dance, would you dance with me? Would you dance, 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 dance with me? Would you da 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 dance with me? Would you da 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 dance with me? Music pours into my ears and it messes with my senses. It's like an ocean that carries me away. And I don't know where I am, but I'm having a good time. Moving with the music, just let it flow me away. If I could have this dance with you now, come on, let's just go away. If I asked you to dance, would you dance with me? Would you move your body closer and dance to the beat? If I asked you to dance, would you dance with me? Would you dance, 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 dance with me? If I asked you to dance, would you dance with me? Would you move your body closer and dance to the beat? If I asked you to dance, would you dance with me? Would you dance, 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 dance with me? Would you dance with me. Would you da 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 dance with me? Would you da 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 dance with me? Oh. Thank you.
Whoa! Thank you very much indeed. That was lovely. That was. Hang on, let me turn the microphone back on. That's better. That was. That was really good. I'm
Thank
enjoying
you.
This. Are you enjoying yourself?
That's one of my. That was the last song I wrote. It's the newest one.
That's your newest one, and that's the first time you really performed it.
It was originally wrote on piano, but now it's I've put it on guitar for you guys today.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so kind. What is your favourite? Is guitar your favourite instrument?
Piano's very nice for slower stuff, and it's more emotional. I can focus a lot more on my vocals. However, I love guitar because it's just more, you can tap your feet to it. You know, it's a bit more of a beat and it's a bit more lively, and it's very good. I love it. It's easy to go to festivals with rather than carrying a massive piano out. You've just got a lovely guitar on your back. It's a bit lighter, you know.
Absolutely. Absolutely right. You said you've got a busy summer coming up. So what are you up to? She's written it down.
Yeah, no, I've written it down because I can't remember a lot. Well, I've just done Village Green and Beach. They were really, really fun.
Yeah, I was there myself.
Yeah.
And I missed you.
Oh.
You missed me and I missed you. Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
I know.
I've done Village Green and Village Beach. I love those festivals because they have such a good vibe. I've never done Village Green before and that was actually really cool. There were so many people there. And I did Village Beach last year. There's more people this year, which is really good because it's quite a new festival. But yeah, I really enjoyed them. On Sunday, we've been practicing for a while, but I'm part of the Royal Opera House Young Vocal Leaders Project.
Okay.
And what it is about a group of us that sing opera, and we're with the Royal Opera House as well. And it was that their new project, and it was really, really cool. It's been all this year, but earlier on the year, and we had to make our choir. We'd have to basically put a choir together, teach them opera, and then we'd perform. I think we performed at the Southeast Essex College.
Okay.
That's where we performed.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember. And we had to do that, and that was really cool. But they have the chorus have been singing for 5 years now, and it's their like celebration. It's called Royal Opera House Fused. And it's really, really, really good. It starts at 6:30, and yes, I don't think it's too expensive, but I think everybody should go. It's going to be really good.
I've seen it,
so I know it's good.
I'm sure you're going to have a fabulous time. Look, I want you to promise me something. We've run out of time, but I want you to come. I want you to come back. 6 months time, maybe next year, and tell me how you're getting on.
Definitely.
And just bear in mind that it's a really, really tough business out there. Okay.
Yeah.
And you're young, and your enthusiasm is going to get you through. I know it.
Thank you.
Okay. There's so many people out there who sort of give up and don't give up, because if it's your dream, and I can see it's your dream, you need to keep just pursuing that dream.
I mean, I think it's quite good that I started quite young, because it's already given me kind of a leg up in.
Yeah.
I've got a lot of experience behind me for my age, which I think is quite cool. But yeah, no,
it is.
And
also bear in mind that not that long ago, maybe 4 years ago, 5 years ago, Jordan Gray stood in this studio doing exactly what you're doing, and she's done.
Yeah, she's lovely.
And
she's
walking down the street with Paloma Faith today. So, and other musicians as well have been in here, and you can do it. Right,
yeah.
Just keep your own faith. I mean, do you intend to stay solo, or do you think you might get a backing band, or do you want to join a band, or
I would love to have like a band so that I can choose to do solo gigs, and then also sometimes have that option when I can go, well, you can have me a solo, or you can have my band behind me. That'd be so cool to say.
Do come back and see us, and lovely to see you. And you can hear all those songs again. We'll put up on our website, etc. And the film as well will go up. So thank
Brilliant.
You, Anna. Lovely to see you. Just keep bearing in mind as well that 50 years ago, a young man stood just down the road playing his guitar on his own, and his name is Paul Simon. And this is his newest album.